There's been emotional scenes outside a courtroom in Christchurch where Australian Brenton Tarrant has pleaded not guilty to 51 charges of murder arising from the Christchurch mosque attacks. A trial will now go ahead over the mass shootings, which took place at two mosques in March. ABC correspondent Barbara Miller is in Christchurch and was at the hearing. Barb, did the not guilty plea come as a surprise?
I think not to legal watchers who had expected that Brenton Tarrant would issue a not guilty plea and would therefore be able to have a trial for this case. It certainly did, though, come as a surprise to many of the friends and family of those killed who had crowded out the courtroom. There were also two overflow courtrooms made available so that many of the people who wanted to come and see Brenton Tarrant appear via video link from a prison in Auckland could do so. So we have now paved the way for a trial. The judge said it would have been better if they could have had a trial within a year of the crime. It's going to actually begin about 14 months after the killings at two mosques here on May the 4th has been set down as the beginning date for that trial.
And what was the reaction from those in court today to that plea?
Look, they were pretty angry. Those who did speak to the media outside court said that the accused was a coward and that he was a loser and that they were strong for showing up to court. We also heard very emotional comments from Jana Ezzat. Her son died in the attacks. She said that she wished that the death penalty was available for this crime. Let's hear from her now. Her son was 35-year-old Hussein Al-Umari.
Why he said I'm not guilty? Why? Why? I'm very upset from the court because they are giving him rights and chance, right and chance. And we don't have a single right that we are Muslim. And he killed heaps of Muslims and there is no death penalty. He has to have a death penalty.
Yes.
If he has a right to play with us games, and I'm not guilty. I'm not guilty. No, you are guilty. And you deserve a death penalty.
That was Jana Ezzat, whose son died in the Christchurch mosque attacks. Barb, how is the community faring 3 months after these killings?
Well, in many ways, life has returned somewhat to normal. We're now at the Al Nur Mosque, the site of many of those killings. Friday prayers is going on. There is still a police presence, but not as much as before. What's coming out that now, though, is some anger among the community about the way funds are being distributed to victims. We heard outside court from Abdel Aziz. He is angry that, as he sees it, not enough attention is being given to those suffering mentally, if not physically, as a result of the attacks.
Victims should not be categorized. And also those people, they're collecting the funds. They're all sitting in Auckland. They didn't go through anything. And they decided for the victims, like who should be the real victim, who's not real victims. Do any of them come and talk to those people, those victims and see how much mentally they're disturbed?
That's Abdel Aziz, a survivor of the shooting, and before that, ABC correspondent Barbara Miller in Christchurch.